This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Father Richard Duffield is a Catholic parish priest in the city of York, which has been one of the worst affected by severe flooding in many parts of northern England. He described the impact of the floods in the city and said many local residents feel the government should not have made spending cuts in recent years on flood prevention projects. I spoke to Father Duffield earlier.
Well, there are a number of parishioners and, of course, many people who are not our parishioners who have been evacuated from their homes, and for them the situation has been very distressing, especially the anxiety as the floods rose, not knowing how high they would rise, and thank God they have now begun to recede. But we are expecting more rain later today and tomorrow, so they could go back up again. Relatively few people, in fact, only 100 or so, have had to be evacuated from their homes. But many more people have been very anxious about it.
And do you find that the community is really pulling together in the face of this natural disaster?
Yes, very much so. The SVP, the Society of St Vincent de Paul, are on standby to help anybody who needs to, and there's been lots of visiting and people going to make sure everybody is all right, and that's just in the Catholic community. And more broadly, yes, there's a huge amount of together.
Do some people there feel that perhaps more money should have been spent on flood defences?
Yes, I think they do. There were some cuts in the last couple of years, and people feel that, you know, if those cuts not been made, then the defences would have worked better than they did. Money was not spent on maintaining an essential flood barrier on one of the two rivers in York, which has been the cause of this latest flooding.
And how much of the city is still underwater as we speak?
Well, it's hard to give a proportion. Probably about a quarter of the city is underwater, and of course access is quite difficult. It's been very difficult for businesses and for trade and for visitors to the city because people haven't been able to get here. And that's also been true for masses, of course, the weekend. Some churches were practically cut off.